USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Officials in southern Louisiana are urging residents to evacuate as Hurricane Ida bears down on the Gulf Coast. New Orleans' mayor has advised residents to evacuate as several parishes have issued mandatory evacuation orders. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards said Saturday that Ida has the potential to be one of the strongest storms to ever hit his state. He's also mobilized more than 4,000 members of the Louisiana National Guard, with another 5,000 ready to be called into action if needed. Ida could strengthen into a Category 4 storm before it makes landfall on Sunday. And another terrorist attack at the Kabul airport is likely in the next 24 to 36 hours, according to President Biden. In a Saturday statement, Biden said that he was informed by military commanders that another attack is likely and that military leaders are taking every possible measure to prioritize protecting service members. He also said a U.S. airstrike that killed two high-profile ISIS targets was only the beginning of the U.S.'s retaliation for Thursday's suicide bombing that killed 13 service members. This is USA Radio News.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.